Now joining me is fourth-year Thunder Basin Bolthead basketball coach Rory Williams. Hey, Rory, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, CB?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. Now, your team was a favorite to win state going into the tournament last year, and you have a talented team returning. How have your returners handled that momentum from 2019?
You know, I'd like to think we're just kind of, picking up right where we left off. Obviously that wasn't how we wanted things to end, especially those, for those five seniors that have done, did so many great things for our program. And but the younger guys, they definitely feel for them, and I think they're kind of playing a lot of this season for those five seniors. And I like where we're at. I like our intensity. Obviously we bring back a lot of experience, so we're excited to get going.
As you mentioned, you guys have started a preseason practice. What is the atmosphere like? I know it's a fast-paced practice, of course.
Yeah, I think we're getting a lot done. Slowly getting in basketball shape. We had a lot of football guys and guys that played other sports, but, basketball shape's a little bit different. But, as far as kind of what our philosophy is and what our strengths are, our guys have a really good understanding of that. Now it's just really polishing up things and working on some things that we're going to have to be better at to beat, obviously some really good teams this year.
So far from what you've seen, who are some dudes that have shown the most improvement from this year to last year?
I really like Felton. I think Andre's playing just with a lot more confidence. I think he knows that his role is going to be large. He's going to have to be, a big-time player for us. And so I really like where he's at. Wyatt Tarter has also done a great job. He put in a lot of time in the off season as well, and he's kind of a big that is fast, is has a high basketball IQ, knows his role, and so I really like those two. And then I think we have some younger guys that have definitely, they know that their role is definitely going to change. So I kind of like where everybody's at right now, because this is a group of guys where coming into the very first day of practice, we probably already had a pretty good idea of what our roles are for our team to be successful.
Now, who are some guys, you mentioned the younger guys, who are some guys that have turned heads at practice that some people may not know about?
I think Ryan Baker has a high basketball IQ. Ethan Cox can really get it going offensively. Kate Ayers guards really, really well, has a high basketball IQ. Obviously Holte and Williams, they kind of know what we need to do and what we're expecting out of them, our two returning starters. So, those are kind of our top 7-8 guys. Carter Hansen is doing a good job, another senior that really shoots it and can get it going. So, those 8 guys are going to kind of be some guys that we rely on early, and then, probably maybe some younger guys to kind of, slowly pick it up as we go. But, those 8 guys are probably our core right now.
Let's talk Deegan Williams, your standout junior point guard. He's getting some D1 attention. How has he progressed over the offseason?
I think he's been shooting it better. I think he's gotten stronger. Doesn't probably look like it. He's still a string bean, but, he understands that now what his role is, probably has to be a little bit more offensively and scoring the basketball. He still distributes that thing really well. And, defensively, we're going to need him to be really good as well. I mean, we lost, Silty and Mason Hamilton were really good on-ball defenders for us last year. And so Deegan and Kate Ayers, and, they have to do a really good job guarding the other team's best point guard and best guards. And, so I think Deegan's willing to take on that responsibility a little bit more. But I think he's just a really good floor general. I think he, obviously, the older you get, the more comfortable you feel taking on that leadership role. And we're going to need him to do that day in and day out.
Now, Mikel Holte is a returning sharpshooter. He's also receiving some recruiting attention. What are you seeing from him so far?
Mikel, he just continues to shoot the daylights out of it. His first step has gotten quicker, being able to get to the basket a little bit easier. He's really developed a mid-range game that is kind of an unheard of you know, I'd say these days in high school basketball. You know, he can take you off the bounce and pull up and shoot a nice 15-footer. And his basketball IQ is just, you know, really good and off the charts as well. So, and his leadership is, you know, like I said, the older you get, the more comfortable you feel holding your teammates accountable, holding yourself accountable. And so, you know, I really like those two in their leadership roles, and we just have to continue to build in the right direction, because we're getting ready to get in a gauntlet, you know, starting next week.
Well, hey, that just leads me to this question. As I said, you start next week. Your team last year was high-flying, three-point shooters, an exciting brand of basketball. What do you think your identity for this team will be this year?
You know, it's going to be really similar, Chris. You know, I really feel like our strength is offensively shooting the ball. You know, our philosophy last year kind of was a wide-open three or a wide-open layup, and our team really bought into that. I think we shot 839 threes. I was just looking at it today, and that's a lot of threes. You know, and this team, with the new guys coming in, they can shoot it very, very well. You know, obviously we want to shoot it at a high clip and not just jack them up there. Efficiency is the key word in our program. And, you know, so yeah, offensively we're going to shoot a lot of threes again. We're going to get fast paced. We're going to pick up full court defensively and really try to get, you know, as many possessions as we can during a game. So, you know, hopefully we can play to those strengths. I think we'll be really good at it early on. You know, last year we kind of let off the pedal a little bit once we started to get into league play, and our goal is to kind of keep it going a little bit more consistently this year.
Last question, how did the heartbreaking end to last year motivate you as a coach and motivate your kids as well? And also, what have you talked to your kids about in that regard?
You know, you still hurt for those kids. You know, because like you said, we had all the momentum in the world, man. You know, we were playing really well with some big wins behind us and getting on that bus and really liked our chances. But at the same time, it really obviously fuels those younger kids to get back to that moment. And I think they realize it's really hard to get there. You know, a lot of things had to go our way for us to be the number one seed and win, you know, that East regional monster. And it really made our younger guys, I think, understand that it's not easy. It's not easy, especially on this east side of the state, to win basketball games, and especially to you know, punch a ticket to state. And so we know that, and they respect that. They respect their opponents. They respect our quad. They respect the South quad. And they realize that there's a lot of work ahead of us to get back to that moment, because, you know, nobody feels sorry for us. No, we don't feel sorry for anybody about last year. It is what it is, you know, except for those five seniors. But it's, you know, it's going to be a hard task to get back to that moment. And I think our guys are ready for that. And I think we're built for that.